Hi, and welcome to the KBK Broadcast Podcast, The Mine, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience. Hi, I'm Bob Brinson, and today I'm speaking with KBK President Jan Beery, and we're discussing social media and specifically the power of LinkedIn. Jan, exactly what is the big deal about LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is, it's more professional. So from a corporate standpoint, we share things on the corporate page that are relevant to the industry. From a professional standpoint for an individual, it's a place for you to be prospecting. It's a place for you to be researching who's in an organization and what their titles are. So you can say, okay, I am looking for, in this health institution, I want to find different infection preventionists. And you can search it that way, OR nurse managers in this healthcare institution. And so it'll help give you who's engaged online. Then you can look, and I always start out looking, where's my second connection? Where am I connected to them? Not a first connection, but a second connection so that I can see who can introduce me to that person, and then I'll reach out to them. The other way is to start building your brand with engaging in groups. And so there's different groups for every topic and focus area you can think of. And in the medical industry, there's a ton. There's for sales reps, there's for medical device, there's for medical IT, there's you name it, and it's on there. So engaging in groups is where you can share a company blog, or you can share something, a blog that you've written, you can share something that you've read. LinkedIn is great for predominantly for networking and establishing that professional network as an individual. Nice. And to build your contacts. And so that's where you can really connect with, okay, who's in the positions at X, Y, or Z organization? And you can do it that way through LinkedIn. So that's where we use that heavily. But we also post for companies and their company page there. And we encourage leadership to be posting and making comments. And so if you see the leader of an organization that's engaging socially online and they are contributing, that's a thought leader. And those thought leaders have value. And so even for our sales rep or a sales manager within an organization and they're sharing information, they are a thought leader. So if we talk about LinkedIn and using those LinkedIn groups to create visibility and building contacts, we can't tell you how many different times we've had stories where we've had people engaging in a group, myself included, and making different comments or sharing information on things. And all of a sudden, after a discussion is going on in a group, 10 different connections come through asking to connect with me on LinkedIn. You know, and this has happened, and I've explained this to leadership that we've worked with and sales teams that we've trained, and they get excited, and I've gotten notes back saying, oh my gosh, I got so many more connections doing this. The excitement about having those connections and the reason they're getting excited is because we talked about when you're commenting on things, it'll come up in Google searches. And also, when you're sharing things and the bigger your audience is, the more people see the information that you're sharing, and it's putting you in a position as being a thought leader mm-hmm. and somebody who knows what they're talking about. So if we look at, we were looking, doing some research, and because we knew that there's a ton of research going on online, we show that in our analytics with our clients all the time, where we say, you know, so-and-so was researching and came to you through an organic search because of this particular content at 11:30 at night. So they're researching when it's most comfortable for them, when they have the time to do it. And so there was a B2B, we looked up, and it's a 2014 State of B2B Procurement study by the Acuity Group. And the interesting things that we saw in that research was 94% of business buyers do some form of research online.
That's very telling, isn't it?
It's huge. And then to further look into the research, 77% use Google search in order to find what it is they're looking for. 84.3% check business websites. So you have to make sure that that website is an extension of your business, is an extension of your sales team, because that's the first touch. And so the interesting thing when you think about just looking at LinkedIn, let's just hone in on that for a little bit. It's the world's largest professional network with 300 million strong. That's massive. And to not take advantage of the tools within there for connecting, it's great to, it's how you will be found. It's great to grow your career. It's a great place to learn. It's a wonderful place to share, and it's a great place to connect. So let's continue to talk just a little bit about what you do within LinkedIn for yourself. And we start out with the people that we're training, because a big thing is getting your house in order. And when we talk about getting your house in order, it's everything from a company standpoint. It's getting your house in order with your website, because that's your first impression. With a individual standpoint, so when we're talking to a sales team, we're talking to a leadership team, we start out with your personal house in order, your personal slash professional. And so a picture is worth 1,000 words is one of the things that we say. And so it's getting an appropriate picture on your LinkedIn profile. Do a professional picture. We don't need to see you on a boat. Do a professional picture, because that's the first impression of you. And then it's just making certain that your LinkedIn profile is buttoned up. And we literally walk through a whole training. There's plenty of tools online for you as to how to button up that LinkedIn profile. We actually do it with our clients. It's just something that we developed over a period of time to make that easy for them. And then we start talking, let's talk about networking. And so within networking, there's a search bar at the top in the tool. It's a toolbar right at the top of LinkedIn. And so you can, just for the sake of this, if you go to that toolbar and you're searching a health system or you're targeting a prospect, and I'm just going to use HIDA because we did a webinar for them and we went through this with some of their members. And so if you put in Health Industry Distributor Association, I want to see what's going to come up. And so I've searched the company and I can see HIDA, Health Industry Distributor Association, comes up. I can see who are my first degree, who are my second degree, and I can see how many people from that organization are on LinkedIn. Then if I go further and I want to search different titles, I can literally go to search and the advanced bar on the side, and I can delve into looking for specific titles. So I can see different people that are connected, second degree connections that can introduce me. I can see what titles are and so forth. I can put in a keyword.
So you can end up searching for exactly who you're looking for.
You can hone it right down to the title within an organization, and then that title takes you to, okay, here's this OR nurse manager, and you know, yes, I'm connected to her through a second degree connection, and that's where I'd go for my first point of contact. If I'm not connected to her, then I'd start doing a Google search and any other way to try and get in touch to be able to connect with her. But I would find a way to connect with her. And when you go to connect with these individuals that you're networking with, don't do a sales pitch and a connection. Look at something where there's a commonality. Are they in a group that you're in? Did they comment on something? Or just say, hey, I saw we were in the same group. I'd love to connect with you. And stop there.
Shared connection.
And then once you're connected, then you can go into, you know, I saw, and you've got to learn something about the organization, and then that gets into some sales training. But have a viable reason for connecting with them, not just because you want to sell something. Everything is about being a solution.
You've been listening to The Mime, the medical industry marketing experience. This broadcast podcast is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.